Welcome to In Your Backyard, a Gardening Colin radio show sponsored by Sunnyland Fertilizers. Gardening expert Teresa Watkins can help you grow your lawn, your flowers, your shrubs and trees. She can even talk about the birds and the bees. Call 352-787-9523. That's 787-9523 to have Teresa help you create a yard that's not only beautiful, but water conserving and low maintenance. Now here's your host, Teresa Watkins.
Afternoon, everyone. Welcome to In Your Backyard. Happy New Year. We're starting off 2019. We're going to be talking about Arbor Day in Florida. Do you know we celebrate it in January? We're going to be talking about lemongrass for Tommy, one of our listeners out in Lake County. And we're going to be talking about the weather and different types of rainfalls that we've had. And then also my top 10 trees. So you're going to be listening, and you can ask questions, 787-9523 if you're in the garden area. My name is Teresa Watkins. This is In Your Backyard, and I am a horticulturist, a landscape designer, garden author, and an environmental consultant. So I help you have a landscape that is not only low maintenance, but water conserving and Florida friendly, so that we have lots of birds and butterflies and all kinds of edibles in your landscape if you'd like that. So give me a call, 787-9523, if you have a question. And we're going to start, and we'll be here through 1 o'clock. And so I want to bring up, had a great response to my garden walk, garden tour in Buffalo, New York. Now, if you are interested in gardens, Buffalo, New York has the largest garden walk in the United States. Now, what is a garden walk? A garden walk is where you go from house to house to house to house, and you get to go into all these private gardens that open up their yards, their landscapes, for 2 days out of the entire year. Buffalo, New York has the largest one. Over 400 homes open up. Well, when I went and saw the garden walk myself last year, it blew me away. I was in a daze for weeks afterwards, and what was amazing about these landscapes was they were all tropical plants. Up in Buffalo, New York, during the spring and summer and fall, they have beautiful tropical plants in containers, hanging baskets in the ground, and they look amazing. I said, Florida's got to know about this. So I am taking a small, intimate group of people, and you don't have to be a gardener. You could be interested in photography. You could just be interested in looking at gardens and flowers, and you can come. We'll go. We'll have a great time. We're staying in a wonderful new hotel. We're going to see cottage gardens, Asian-inspired gardens, English cottage gardens, community gardens, pocket gardens. We're going to see herbs. We're going to see xeriscape. We're going to see organic gardens. And like I said, tropical. We're going to have dinner overnight in Niagara Falls. And we're going to see the Niagara Falls Botanical Gardens. And we're going to even go and visit Frank Lloyd Wright's home there and the house that he built there in Buffalo, New York. It's going to be July 18th through July 21st, 2019, this summer. It's going to be a great time to leave Florida and go up to New York to the beautiful climate that they have there. And so if you are interested, you can email me at teresa.watkins@live.com, teresa.watkins@live.com, and say, yes, you're interested, you'd like to know more, and let me know. I'm telling you, the response is really good. I'm filling up quickly. So you're going to want to get in on this. And so I figure by probably February, March, it's going to be completely full. So we're going to have Sally Jean Cunningham. She is the author, along with Jim Charlier, of Buffalo Style Gardens, and it's just incredible. It's a new book that's out. So lots of great gifts with this tour, lots of great times. It's going to be all-inclusive for the most part. So AAA is handling the registrations. So give me an email, or you can send me a text through message through Facebook. I have a page on there, or you can go to my website, www.she-consulting.com, she-consulting.com, to find your inner buffalo. Come with me to the Garden Walk on Buffalo Tour, July 18th through July 21st, 2019. We're going to have a fantastic time. I can't wait to go and take you with me and just ooh and awe at all the gardens. All right? 787-9523 if you're in the garden area. Let's go ahead and start off my first call of 2019 with Sam the Orange Man. Good afternoon, Sam. You're on the air with Teresa in your backyard.
Well, good afternoon. How the heck are you?
I am great. I'm so excited. How are you?
Me too. I'm really, really good. Just want to let you know, all of my avocados budded out on the 2nd of January.
Wow. Okay. I think that's going to be kind of good. You know, I'm seeing fruit trees budding out all over the state. And a little bit early, hopefully we're not going to get a really hard cold snap, but I think you're going to have a great harvest this year.
Well, you know, I had the best one I ever had last year, so I'm not expecting as well this year. But, yeah, who knows?
Who knows? You've got the green thumb. You've got an avocado thumb. And
But I do have a stock of bananas that I'm worried about out there. I've got probably 10 or 12 banana plants in a circle and everything, and one of them's got a stalk on it. And just as sure as heck, every year I get that stalk and they freeze out.
I'm hoping not. We still, of course, we can get freezes up through March 15th. So, you know, the possibility's there. But how long has the stalk been on there?
Well, I don't really recall, but the bananas are about 3.5 inches long and about as big around as 2 fingers.
Yeah, it's not time yet to take them off, so... Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a hand. So just keep me apprised. And I'm looking at the weather this week. We have that cold front coming through. It's going to be a dry cold front. It's not going to be cold as far as getting down into freezing temperatures. It's going to get down in the 40s, possibly high 30s. So I think you're going to be fine right now.
You know what I've noticed though? You said up until the middle of March. I have noticed that in the third week of March is when we get our last freeze.
That's
and
it.
That normally, yep. It's been like that almost every year for I don't know how long.
Yeah, that's the last chance of, you know, we get freezes. I haven't seen anything after the third week of March. And so, yeah, we go out with a bang sometimes.
Well, yeah, that's a nice way of putting it. All right, you take care. Been nice talking to you, Sam.
All right, thank you for listening to In Your Backyard. I appreciate it. All right, if you have a question about your landscape, shrubs, turf, you can give me a call, 787-9523, if you're on the air. All right, and so I'm going to the weather. We've got a lot of rain. We didn't get rain during the fall, but we definitely got a lot of rain in December. I'm mentioning this because I was up in North Carolina for the holidays. And do you know that Wilmington, North Carolina, and also, Mount Mitchell had over 100 inches of rain this year? And that's with the hurricanes that they got. But that's an awful lot of rain. But we got rain here, too, in December. Over in Flagler County, you got over 6 inches of rain. Lake County got over 8 inches of rain. Marion County, you got over 8 inches of rain in December. And go down here to Orange. Orange got 5 inches of rain. Osceola got 3 inches of rain, and Seminole, you got 6 inches of rain. Volusia County, you got almost 6 inches of rain. That's really quite a lot of rain for December. Usually the average is only about 2 to 3 inches of rain during December, and this is supposed to be an El Nino year, which means it's going to be warm and then also very wet. So it's following the pattern like it's supposed to. So I'm looking forward to getting some more rain. Those of you down in the Indian River County, you didn't get as much rain. Melbourne, you didn't get as much rain. In fact, you're a deficit for the year, what you normally usually get. But we're going to make it up. I just know it. Stay tuned. You're listening to In Your Backyard. Teresa Watkins here for show of 2019. You can call in with your calls, 787-9523. We're going to be talking about Arbor Day and lemongrass when we get back.
Piece of fertile ground. Thank you. Inch by inch, row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sow. Someone warmed them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
Sunnyland Professional Fertilizers is what Florida lawns and gardens require to keep them healthy, green, and growing. For over a century, Sunnyland has been your hometown team, making fertilizers in Florida specifically for our sandy soil conditions. You can purchase Sunnyland products, Right Green, Turf Grow, and Sunnyland Professional Fertilizers at Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart. When you're looking for fertilizer for your Florida lawn and garden, put your trust in Sunnyland. Sunnyland, keeping Florida green since 1834. Hi, this is Teresa Watkins, host of In Your Backyard on My 790 AM. When I need gardening supplies, I stop by Simon Seeds in Leesburg. Simon Seed has everything you need to make your yard beautiful and your garden productive, from seeds and plants to organic pesticides and fertilizers. Blondine can help you grow your plants like a pro. Make your landscape and garden the envy of your neighborhood. Visit Simon Seed at 105 West Magnolia in downtown Leesburg. Or call Blondine at 787-4415 and be on your way to the yard you've always dreamed of. And we're back with more of In Your Backyard. Tommy from Lake County, he Facebooked and asked, Teresa, can you talk about lemongrass? And is it a natural mosquito repellent? Well, lemongrass grows very well here in Central Florida. It is an herb. It requires warm, humid conditions. Is that not Florida? Full sunlight and plenty of moisture. It's a tender perennial, though, because it will get frozen back in any kind of freezes that we get. You don't buy it by seed. You usually buy it by the gallon sizes. And there's only two varieties of the Sampogon grasses that are used as lemongrass. It's because it's used in cooking and also as oils and as a natural insect repellent. It's got an antifungal agent in it. It's also used for incense and potpourri. It's used in makeup and hair products, but it is also used as an effective non-toxic insect repellent. Now, just by planting it, I don't necessarily know if you're going to get the benefits of the insect repellent, but you know, cutting it up, dicing it up, putting it in the blender, and spraying it, using it as a skin repellent, but a skin spray. I think that's where you're going to find the most benefit of it. It does like full sun. It does love moist conditions, high moist-rich loamy soils with high organic content. It's going to also tolerate poor soils if you give it water and good drainage. Okay, so it doesn't like to be waterlogged. All right, so down near a shoreline or down near a lake is not going to be beneficial. You want to plant it usually after the freezes are over. That's what I would say. Now, when you do plant it next winter, then if it freezes, you just cut it back down to the ground and it will come. But you want to make sure it's established first before the winter time. You want to space it 3 feet apart because it can grow at least 4 to 6 feet tall and 3 feet wide. I would suggest that you plant it away from any sidewalks or where people are, because the leaves can cut you too as well, just like pampas grass. It doesn't get as wide as pampas grass, but it does have that same kind of serrated edge that will give you a little paper cut. So you want to be careful about that. But water, it just prefers regular rainfall. So once you plant it and get it established, just let it grow. I just transplanted some about a month ago in a client's yard. She had them in one area. They were getting too big. They were by a walkway. So we planted them over on a hill. They're just doing beautifully right there. So there you go, Tommy. Good talking to you. Happy New Year. Let's go to my favorite nursery. Blondine Galbraith is the owner of Simon Seed Nurseries, and she's with us today. Good afternoon, Blondine. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
How is everything going at starting the year off at Simon Seeds?
Well, we've had such great weather. Everybody's in a gardening mood, so that's what we're doing.
Well, you know, tomatoes. I've been seeing everybody posting tomato pictures.
Yeah.
On Facebook, and I'm going, wow, they either have greenhouses or they live here in Florida.
Right. Well, you know, I'm almost convinced that this may be one of the best times of the year to grow tomatoes.
I know. That's what I'm thinking.
Because for the majority of the time, we have pretty mild weather. And if we do have really bad weather, I mean cold weather, you can always cover them up.
Sure, sure.
Or bring them in a garage if you have them in containers. But they don't like the heat, so tomatoes do great this time of year.
I mean, we're going to be in the 70s, we're going to be in the 80s the rest of this week, but then 70s starting towards the weekend and next week. And so, you know, I think, especially if you've got them in containers, you can move them in or, you know, like you say, wrap them with frost blanket.
Yep.
I just, I'm thinking this, we're going to be great. We're going to be high in tomato country here.
That's right. And we have plants. So if anybody is looking for some, we have some in four-pack. And then we also have some singles. And we, you know, not a wide variety, but we do get Celebrity and Better Bush and Sweet 100, which
those are great
popular varieties.
And Sweet 100s will grow right through summertime, too. So they're a really long-producing tomato.
Yeah, and they're just such a heavy bearer. I think they're great for salad and such. Of course, we've got the broccoli and cabbage and kohlrabi and cauliflower and kale. And those are your winter crop, as well as the lettuce also and arugula. Herbs do great this time of year for the most part. Maybe not basil. It's a little tender, but everything else does great. So it's a good time to put out an herb garden.
That is true. I mean, this is a great time. And again, most of the herbs can take a little bit cooler temperatures.
Sure.
So we're not worried about that.
Right. And it's also a great time of year to really get some of the hardier plants established in your landscape, because most of them are semi-dormant anyway and don't go through the stress. I think you and I have talked about the fruit trees, and we do have those that they'll be coming in the next week or so.
Okay, what kind of fruit trees?
Well, those will be apples and pears and peaches and nectarines and blueberries and blackberries and grapes and persimmons and olives and figs.
Oh, those are all perfect for growing this time of the year and planting them.
They are. And we get them locally or relatively local around the Ocala-Gainesville area.
Mm-hmm.
So they're well suited for, you know, our low chill down here.
Sure.
And they really are great plants. So people are into edible landscaping. This is the time to get it going.
Well, that is a great idea, because they're dormant right now, so they can go in very easily.
Exactly.
And then they'll get the benefits of seeing the flowers too as well. So they're beautiful. I love the apples and I love the peaches and the nectarines. They're so pretty when they bloom.
They are.
Mango's having a fit back there.
Oh, Mango is having quite a day today. Let me tell you, this has been going on all morning.
Now, Mango is not a fruit tree. Mango is a, what type of parrot is he?
He's a blue and gold macaw.
A blue and gold macaw. He's wonderful. He's just beautiful looking.
He is. He really is. But sometimes he's very demanding. And if I'm not paying attention to, or somebody's not paying attention to him, he lets you know. Of course.
Well, that's funny. So now butterfly plants this time of the year. What are you suggesting to plant?
Well, you know, we have a few things. We have some California daisies. I'm getting some firecracker plants sometimes.
Oh,
I think this afternoon or tomorrow.
Those are good hummingbird plants too.
Yes, gillardias. I've got some great looking dianthus. We've got some Cape honeysuckle, the red Cape honeysuckle, which is good also.
I love that.
Yeah, passion vines, which are great.
Those
got some
two, and they're edible too, because they have fruit on them.
Right, porterweed, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We've got that. Lots of annuals, you know, things like Sweet Alyssum and violas and lots of snapdragons. I don't know if they're really butterfly plants per se, but, you know, anything colorful tends to attract them anyway.
Sure. Oh, no, no. I mean, they're just very good. They just, and once you have a few of them, then they start to come regularly. So that's great.
But anyway, it's that kind of time of year where we kind of regroup basically and get rid of the old and bring in the new. So geraniums, we've got some beautiful geraniums.
I saw those and I reposted them on Facebook, so
did
they
you?
Look beautiful.
And my husband posted that and he says the cold hardy geraniums, and I didn't argue with him, you know. they can withstand some cold weather, yes. But if it's a freeze, you probably need to take care of them.
No, I understand. No, and you know, it's just marketing, right? Marketing.
Yeah, right. But we do have some very cold hardy plants like camellias that's still, you know, doing their thing right now, blooming like crazy.
They had a beautiful show. I think I've seen camellias in a lot of different places, and we had a great year for camellias.
Yes, and there's a great camellia show coming up in Orlando. As a matter of fact, I have one of the brochures on it coming on January the 19th.
And they can go and they can look and they can see the different colors and see which one they would like to, you know, to put in their yard.
Yes.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Good. Now, this is also the time of year that, you know, we have our snowbirds coming down and they want to have grass, especially in the shade. And, you know, regular St. Augustine grass and Bahia grass and doesn't do well in the shade unless you get the really expensive shade tolerant varieties.
Right.
But they can buy rye seed.
Absolutely. So,
rye grass.
Some of us, that's the only time of year we have a really nice, pretty green lawn is in the winter.
And exactly. And so you sell that at Simon Seeds and they can come by and get that.
Yes, we sell it by the pound if you have a small yard. We sell it by the 25 and the 50 pounds as well. So you still got plenty of time to put it out. And it'll last, end of March, April. It depends on the weather a little bit.
Exactly. But it doesn't really get disease or insect issues. It just grows.
No, it just grows.
Wonderful. And then it will add nutrition to the soil when it decomposes. And it just, it'll just start to decline when the temperatures get above, you know, 75 degrees. And, you know, and the warmer temperatures, the warmer spring temperatures come back. But the homeowner doesn't have to do anything after sowing it.
Right. And I think to some extent it might also keep some of your weeds from coming up, you know, since your soil is shaded with them.
And you can also you can also sow it into your St. Augustine and zoysia grass, and that's not going to hurt it at all.
No, of course not.
So they can have a green lawn all winter long. If they want to mow it, they can have it.
Yep.
All right, Blondine, tell everybody where you're located in beautiful downtown Leesburg.
We're located on Magnolia Street, which is one block south of Main at the corner of Magnolia and First, right next to the police station. We're open from 8 till 5:30 Monday through Friday, 8 till 1 on Saturday. And you can give us a call at any time at 787-4415.
Thank you so much, Blondine.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Simon Seeds Nurseries is just a joy to go by. And it's, you know, it can be not as noisy as what Mango makes it out to be. It's quite serene and peaceful to walk through there. And you can go and visit and you can get vegetables. You can get herbs. You can get flowers. You can get bulbs. You can get indoor houseplants and orchids. So, you know, stop by Simon Seeds Nursery. Let her know you listened to In Your Backyard and that you appreciate their sponsorship. We need to take care of local businesses. And Simon Seeds is one of the best in Central Florida. So you want to do that. So stop in and tell Blondine you said hi. And give Mango some attention so that he is good for a little while. We're going to be right back with more of In Your Backyard. We're going to talk about Arbor Day and my 10 top favorite trees that nearly should be on every street up and down the street.
Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds.
And we're back with more of In Your Backyard. Teresa Watkins here. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and environmental consultant. I love to help people with their backyards, their front yards, their side yards. You can give me a call at 787-9523 if you're in the garden area. I'd love to talk to you about that. And so we are having Arbor Day. It is the third weekend of every month, or every January, I'm sorry. It's Arbor Day here in January is the best time to be planting trees in Florida. So up north, they celebrate it later on in the year because that's the best time after the winter time is over. But here in Florida, January is the best. So that's the third Friday of January. That makes it January 15th. Over 200 communities in Florida celebrate Arbor Day, either as a standalone event or in conjunction with some other occasion. So check with your local city halls, your local extension offices to find out if they're giving away trees. Usually the utility departments give trees away. And so this is a great opportunity for you to get a free tree. And so that is one of the best ways to, you know, put plant in your yard without having to have an expense. So if you are interested, contact your local city departments, your utilities, and see if they are asking for, or if they're giving away free trees for Arbor Day. Now, you usually have to go and pick them up, and you usually get five or six different trees to select, but you do have a choice. And so I've always appreciated that about Florida giving away trees, and it's important. All right, so my top 10 favorite trees. Some of them are native and some of them are non-native, but they all are Florida friendly. Some of them are under canopy and some of them are tall canopy trees. So let's start off with my lower canopy, under canopy trees, which are smaller. They're anywhere from 15 to 30 feet tall, and they do well in either shade or in full sun. So when you are selecting trees, you definitely want to do your research and find out what the best location for them is, because that's what Florida Friendly is all about. You want to check the sunlight conditions, you want to check the soil conditions, and then also the pH of the soil. That way you're going to have the healthiest plant. Now, my favorite tree to plant is a dogwood. Weaver's White dogwood, that's Cornus, Florida. Weaver's White is a flowering dogwood. It is great all the way down to zone 9. So you can plant this tree from Orlando all the way up through North Florida. And it is a tree that it can either be a single trunk or a multi-trunk. So it just depends on what kind of situation you're planting it in. Are you using it as a specimen, or do you want to have some privacy? And so the multi-trunks are usually used for the privacy or as a backdrop. And the single trunks are usually used in, you know, near a driveway, near the front of the house to accentuate the house shape. And it has a beautiful fall color. So it's definitely a four-season tree here in Florida. The fall color is usually red to maroon, and we see the fall color really best in the Ocala area on up. Okay, Florida color, I mean the Orlando color, Central Florida down, you know, Clermont area, may not get as cold unless we have a really, really cool fall season. It has red fruit on it, so it is good for wildlife, and it can, the white flowers on it are spectacular. So it gets to be, let's see, 20 feet tall. And the Weaver's White, what is good about the Weaver's White and why I recommend that variety of dogwood is it can take the heat. Now, when we are planting trees, you want to make sure that you're getting a tree that is going to grow well in Florida. You want to check its provenance. Now, its provenance means where it's adapted to. So if you're buying a dogwood, don't go to Virginia, which has its state flower or state tree as a dogwood. You don't want to buy a tree in Virginia, North Carolina, even some parts of North Georgia for a Florida tree. buy it from a Florida nursery where the dogwoods have been grown here in Florida. And then that way you'll know it will survive and it will thrive. Okay, so we're going to go up to, let's see, Weaver's White. That's what you're looking for. So if you're Googling it, you're Googling Cornus, Florida, Weaver's White. And then you can look up a vendor. And that's what I would put, sales or vendor or nurseries. And usually you can find great trees at Chestnut Tree Hill Farm. And it's Chestnut Hill Tree Farm up near Alachua, Florida. They have wonderful stock and very good prices. So check out Chestnut Tree Hill Farm, and you can go ahead and get a selection. Either that or Blondine Galbraith Simon Seeds Nurseries will be bringing them in. And then also if you're in the Orlando area, Appenberry's and Lucas Nursery too as well will also be bringing them in. Redbuds are, again, another understory canopy tree. It is a beautiful heart-shaped leaves. My favorite is the forest pansy, which is has purple leaves, burgundy leaves in the heart shape, has a pretty pink flower, no berries or anything on it, but it is a wonderful tree for full sun. Full sun areas, it can take moderate moisture, so, you know, watering it twice a week will be fine. Red buds are a great tree all the way down through the Orlando area, down through the center of the state. They are perfect. Great flowering tree. My burgundy tree, you know, when we go up north, we see those beautiful smoke trees that are absolutely breathtaking. But here in Florida, we have a burgundy leaf. It stays burgundy all year round, so it does not have green leaves. It's called a St. Luke's plum tree. St. Luke's plum tree is a beautiful, smaller tree, 15 to 25 feet tall. It is. It gets to be about 20 feet wide. Burgundy leaves all year round. It has a very dark trunk. It is gorgeous in the landscape. I planted them many times. They do very well here in Central Florida. They're called a plum tree and they're in the plum genus, but they don't have fruit. They do have a pretty pink flower though. Small pink flower on it. No pests, no disease issues. Really great. Full sun, moderate moisture. So those are different types of low understory trees. Now my other understory tree is a red buckeye, and a red buckeye is just a beautiful, beautiful selection. It can be a shrub or a small understory tree. It reaches 20 to 30 feet in height. So if you don't want a shrub that gets to be 30 feet tall, you know, you want to make it a tree. It is very, very noticeable in the springtime with the leaves emerging, but it has the flowers blooming first. And so the flowers are red, and it is just gorgeous. The red buckeye grows near woodlands and hammocks. If you've got a little swampy area or little streams near you, it'll do very well. It attracts pollinators like butterflies and hummingbirds. It is a minor food source for little small animals, but it is a wonderful tree. The bark is gray-brown, and the leaves do change color in the fall, and it is just a wonderful tree. So for small trees, you're looking for small trees, you want to be looking for the dogwood, redbud, St. Luke's plum, and the red buckeye, okay? And, you know, Google those, but you can get them through Chestnut Hill Tree Farm. You can get them through Simon Seeds Nursery. You can get them through Lucas and Appenberry's too in Orlando on Edgewater there. So they can order them for you. They can bring them in for you, or at least let you know where you can get them. So those are the four small trees. Now, getting into the larger trees, my favorite of the larger trees that we can grow here is the river birch. The river birch, you can have it either as a single trunk or as a triple trunk. It is beautiful. It does like moisture, so if you have low-lying areas or you live close to the lake, you can plant them. But the river birch will do very nicely. It is deciduous. It will lose its leaves. It gives you a great fall color. And it is just an unusual tree. That's what I like. I like to be plant shrubs and trees that no one else has, and that I have all these exquisite plants that you can show off your yard. So the river birch is just ideal for Florida. It is native to Florida. So the dogwood redbud, the red buckeye, and the river birches are all native to Florida. If you'd like to give me a call, 787-9523, if you're in the garden area, I would take you can ask questions on your turf, insects, flowering shrubs, vegetables, whatever you'd like. Give me a call. We can talk about your backyard and give you some solutions or some ideas. We're going to be right back after a word from our sponsors. Stay tuned. You're listening to In Your Backyard with Teresa Watkins.
Inch by inch, row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sow. Someone warmed them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
Sunnyland Professional Fertilizers is what Florida lawns and gardens require to keep them healthy, green, and growing. For over a century, Sunnyland has been your hometown team, making fertilizers in Florida specifically for our sandy soil conditions. You can purchase Sunnyland products, Right Green, Turf Grow, and Sunnyland Professional Fertilizers at Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart. When you're looking for fertilizer for your Florida lawn and garden, put your trust in Sunnyland. Sunnyland, keeping Florida green since 1834.
Hi, this is Teresa Watkins, host of In Your Backyard on My 790 AM. When I need gardening supplies, I stop by Simon Seeds in Leesburg. Simon Seed has everything you need to make your yard beautiful and your garden productive, from seeds and plants to organic pesticides and fertilizers. Blondine can help you grow your plants like a pro. Make your landscape and garden the envy of your neighborhood. Visit Simon Seed at 105 West Magnolia in downtown Leesburg. Or call Blondine at 787-4415 and be on your way to the yard you've always dreamed of.
And we're back with more of In Your Backyard. Arbor Day is January 15th, and usually trees are given away. So if you'd like to have free trees, contact your local city and county departments. Usually utilities provide free trees. Your extension office will know about them, so you can give them a shout-out and see if any groups in the area, the soil and water conservation groups, are giving away free trees for your residents. So usually you have to live in the city or county where they're being given away. So I'm talking about my top 10 favorite trees. Went over my the understory trees, and that was the dogwood, redbud, St. Luke's plum, and the red buckeye. River birches are my taller trees, and then live oaks. Live oaks are naturally native to Florida, and they do very well here in Lake County, Marion County, Volusia County, and down near Orange County. So they are natural to this area. They do very well. This is the time of the year you should be planting trees, so they will get established before the rainy season and then prosper. When you're planting trees, you want to make sure that you are watering them on a regular basis for at least 1 to 2 years before you stop the watering altogether. So if there is no rainfall, you want to give them at least, depending on the root ball, okay, so 1 gallon per root ball size. So if you've got a 15-gallon tree, you want to give it 15 gallons of water a week. The 30-gallon tree, you want to give it 30 gallons of water a week. And that you can calibrate your irrigation systems. Put a bubbler on your trees. That would be great, but make sure that you're not watering your lawns and your yards the same as you're watering the trees. The trees need the moisture. Your lawns and your landscape do not. Okay, so my next tree is the bald cypress. This bald cypress is just the epitome of what Florida, the Sunshine State, is. Cypress gardens, all of the, you know, vintage postcards showcase the bald cypress with the Spanish moss on the trees. And bald cypress can do well in landscapes that have a lot of moisture by the shoreline, by lakefronts. But they also do well in sandy conditions if they are established correctly. They can handle dry sandy conditions too as well. I have seen bald cypresses planted all the way up through Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So they do well in even those conditions. They do well in the wintertime here. It takes 200 years for a cypress tree to become mature. So we should be planting cypress trees now, because a lot of them are getting cut down now for development. And, you know, we should just be replacing these trees. Bald cypress has a beautiful fall red color during the winter time. And the only aggravation is that if you have little dogs and you have a cypress tree in your backyard, those little dogs are going to become cypress fur. They're going to get the cypress fur on them because the needles stick to little dogs' fur. So that's my only complaint on them. The pignut hickories. Did you know pignut hickories are native to Florida? And they do beautifully here. Hickory trees do tremendous here. They're a tall tree, 80 to 100 feet tall. They have a beautiful fall yellow coloring and fall leaf, and they just are wonderful here in Florida. So a pignut hickory, you definitely would do well to plant one in your yard. Make sure now when you we're talking about these tall trees that can have 300 foot width growth, and then also they get to be 80 to 100 feet tall. You don't want to plant them within 50 to 60 feet from your house. Okay, so whatever the height is, the general height is, you divide it by half, and then that footage, let's say it gets to be 80 feet tall, you want it at least 40 feet away from your house. Okay, you want to plant trees on the southwest side. That way, they're going to shade your house in the summertime, and they are going to provide shade for your backyard, and also to, for your energy savings. You want to make sure southwest side of your house. If you plant them on the northeast side, your house is going to be really cold in the wintertime. Okay, so you want to make sure you're planting the trees on the southwest side. And then my last tree that I'd love to plant, and there are sterile varieties, and there are the non-sterile, the ones that have the fruit, sweet gums. Now, everybody's stepped on a sweet gum, all right, and you know that's not really, really feel good. So you definitely want to get a sterile variety of sweet gum, but the colors on the sweet gum trees are beautiful. Red, purples, burgundies, dark greens, yellow. And so a sweet gum tree, if you love a change of seasons, you definitely want to put the dogwoods, the sweet gums, the bald cypresses, and then also the pignut hickory in your landscape. All right, so you definitely want to do that. Those trees are, you can find them easily. Dogwoods, you're going to have to look for them. They get snapped up pretty quick. All right, so just make sure you're buying them from a reputable nursery or tree farm that is grown here in Florida. And then Chestnut Hill Tree Farm is just an excellent choice for that as well. So dogwoods, redbuds, Schumard oaks, St. Luke's plum, bald cypress, live oaks, river birches, pignut hickories, sweet gums, and red buckeyes. Those are my 10 top trees that you can plant in your yard, and they will do wonderful. Now, right now is the good time to be pruning your fruit trees. Okay, so it's not only a good time to plant them, but if you have already established fruit trees in your yard, and I'm telling all my clients to do this because some of them have peaches and nectarines and plum trees, pears, you can go ahead and start pruning those back before they start to flush out with new growth and also the flowers. So you can prune your apples, you can prune your grapes right now, your peach trees, your pear, and your figs. Go ahead and get those out of there as, you know, right now as much as possible. Go ahead and cut them back. Now, if you would like to have more information on my Find Your Inner Buffalo, Buffalo Garden Walk Tour for July 18th through the 21st, please give me an email, teresa.watkins@live.com. It's filling up. I'm only taking a small group of about 20 people, so we are going to be there. It's going to be full, I know, within the next month or so. And so as people get their holiday bills paid and they get more money for going on a trip, it is a first-class trip. We're going to have a great time. Beautiful time of the year. If you've never been to Niagara Falls, come with me. It is amazing. I was so in awe of how beautiful it is. We're going to have dinner overlooking Niagara Falls. We're going to go and visit botanical gardens. We're going to go visit Frank Lloyd Wright's home that he built there in Buffalo, New York. And we're going to go visit private gardens that are not open to the public. So this is a wonderful opportunity. If you're a photographer, or if you're just love gardens, a garden club member, I have a lot of garden club members going, and it is a wonderful opportunity to have fun. Bring your friends and family, and we'll have a great time. And so that is July 18th through the 21st for Buffalo Style Garden Walk Tours, and we're going to just have a great time. Also, too, what can you be planting this time of the year? You can, for flowers, Blondine mentioned them. You can get them at Simon Seeds Nursery. Alyssum, Baby's Breath, Calendula, California Poppies, Cleomys. Cleomys are wonderful. Candy Tuff, Carnation, Delphiniums, Dianthus, Dusty Millers, Foxglove, Gaillardias, Geraniums. Blondine has a great selection of geraniums right now at Simon Seeds Nursery. Hollyhocks, Iceland Poppies, Lobelia, Nasturtiums, Ornamental Cabbage and Kale, Pansies, Petunias, Shasta Daisies, Status, Stock. Stock. If you've never smelled stock, you need to plant some and get some because it is so fragrant. You want to have it right by your borders. You want to have it in your containers. And it is just an amazing flowering annual that is just gorgeous. And then sweet peas. So think of all the plants that you could be planting right now. Make sure you plant a tree for Arbor Day and make sure you're establishing it correctly. Also, too, if you would like to go to my website, on my website now you can find information about the Buffalo Garden Walk tour that I am taking with a bunch of lovely, lovely, lovely travelers and gardeners. And then also, too, you can now hear the podcast of In Your Backyard on my website, www.she-consulting.com. Just Google me, Teresa Watkins, or Google In Your Backyard. My website will come up. And then also, too, I'll be connecting it through my 790 AM website too as well. So you'll be able to get it from the radio station's website too as well. Not today, but in the next few weeks, we'll be getting that all taken care of for you. Let's see, your gardening resolutions, plant a tree, make sure that you have set your irrigation correctly. Only once a week watering right now with the cooler temperatures, you can get away with 1 inch of water every 10 to 14 days right now. As the temperatures stay below 65 degrees, you know, if they're averaging 60 degrees, you only need that 1 inch of irrigation once every 10 to 14 days. That is Florida friendly. What that's going to do is it's going to push the root systems down so that the root systems of your turf will be able to handle less watering. You want to do that through the springtime so that when the rains start in June, you don't need to turn your irrigation system on at all. All right. Check out my website, www.she-consulting.com. And then also the podcast you can check on there. And then next week, I am going to be talking about the 2019 gardening trends of the year with my favorite garden media person, Katie Dubow. She comes on every year. She tells us what to look for gardening trends in 2019. It's a great, she's just great. You just will love her and you'll want to learn all about that. And then I'm going to be talking too about Sunnyland Fertilizer's new product. They have a new fertilizer that is all natural. And I am going to be talking about Sunnyland's new all natural fertilizers that you can find at Lowe's, Ace Hardware, also the box stores, and then also Rural King and also Walmart. So look for that. Sunnyland's, happy birthday, Sunnyland. It's their 135th anniversary. Take care, everybody. Remember, water's not only your right, it's your responsibility. See you next week.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.